Welcome to Subtitles On. You're joined by G
and B. G,
how are you going?
Good, how are you?
Good. So nice to see you.
We have made it to our first podcast.
I know, and in bizarre circumstances.
We're in a strange time.
Yeah, we're 1.5 meters apart.
Yep. As we have to be.
Yeah.
Look, how are you finding everything?
Yeah, look, I certainly have my up days and down days.
Yeah.
And then periods of the day that are up and down. But, you know, I think we're obviously all doing this out of a place of love, and I'm feeling kind of quite connected and, I'm proud, I think, of our community and also, like, you know, Mark and the way that we've been working together, you know, from home and things like that. So it's certainly interesting, but
I'm finding it really interesting. And same, I'm surprised every day at how easy it has been to transition into working from home and how cool everyone has been about it.
Yeah.
Interacting with other businesses, there's this kind of cool mutual understanding that we're all doing it weird, differently and tough.
Totally.
But I like that. There's a sense of community there that I'm into.
I love the, it's just breaking down barriers, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, kids are screaming in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Babies are gurgling.
Dogs barking.
My dog is bringing me freaking toys.
How is Ziggy going?
Oh, my God. He has his up days and his down days. I think he is just perplexed as to why we're at home.
So this is Giselle's dog, who is how old now?
He'll be two in June.
But his really seems like he's still 6 months because he's insane.
Insane.
The dog is crazy.
Yeah.
But
just so much energy. Very cute.
What breed is he again? He's a mix.
A schnoodle.
Yeah, of course he is. He's a schnoodle.
A schnoodle.
Honestly, we could have a whole series just dedicated to Ziggy. But we'll update you guys about him as we go along.
So what have you been doing to keep yourself busy? Because Fee was on holidays in Hawaii. Her mum and stepdad got married, which was just beautiful.
A good, 20-something years in the making.
Yeah. But she then got caught up in the whole 14-day quarantine. So it's actually just out of quarantine.
I have just been trying to keep on with the exercising, which I have forced you to do with me via video. And getting back a little bit more into my cooking. I love to try new recipes and whatnot, and this is actually a perfect time to get back into it.
So Fee, for all of you out there, Fee was actually, at the time that she joined us at Mark, she was top 50 in MasterChef 2015.
Yeah.
And she made the tough decision at that time to join Mark and become a corporate lawyer extraordinaire rather than cooking extraordinaire.
Which everyone reminds me, why did you do it? Be a chef.
Yeah, totally.
I just love the law that much.
Yeah.
Let's actually talk about, what did motivate us to be launching this podcast? Because, and this probably goes into, why are we doing it?
So I guess there's a lot of statistics out there, right, which are shocking. I think you probably in the media, people tend to focus on the big companies and there being, for example, gender diversity targets on boards of 30% and that being okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you've got 50% of the population out there, but we're okay with only
30%. Setting a 30% target.
And look, we should say at the outset also, we're not just talking about women. We're talking about diversity in general.
Absolutely.
You know, where are our Indigenous leaders on boards? Where are, I don't know, multinational races on all our boards? I mean, it's a diversity issue. It's not a gender issue.
Yeah.
But in, you know, in Australia, I think that recently the stats are about 30% or 34% of, startups are run by women. There's in the last 20 years, I think that number has only increased by 3%.
And that's shocking. Exactly. I think the issue is that it's difficult to get women in there.
Yeah.
And among a million other barriers out there, one of the ones that really strikes home for me is the language barrier.
Yeah.
And it is actually something that I noticed and had a really intense firsthand experience just coming straight into law. I think you get it a little bit at university, but still kind of working in hospitality or whatever at university, you can scrape by and go, okay, well, I'm just learning legal terms, fine. But when you get thrown into business and working with people, you get that shock of, whoa, people are literally speaking a different language.
Yeah.
And I can't understand it. And you kind of keep going through it and going, okay, I'll write that down and Google it when I get out of this meeting. And you do. And then you kind of go, did that person even use that word correctly? That's not right. And then you realize, wait, everybody is perpetuating this weird language when often actually words aren't used in the right way or are unnecessary to even use these big complex terms or acronyms. And so for me, that was that whole language side of business really kind of didn't sit well with me and made me think, well, if I was so felt so uncomfortable, surely I'm not the only one.
Yeah. And I mean, you've had an education in law, right? And you're still feeling completely overwhelmed by what's going on in a room. So imagine some fantastic female founder who has started some amazing business and then has to wade through bizarre buzzword bingo that's being thrown at her and seem to, and pitch her great idea. I mean, it's impossible, let alone they're just running a business.
Yeah.
And then just trying to kind of understand.
Keep up with the corporate language that sits behind a great idea.
Yeah, exactly.
So why are we doing this podcast?
Okay, for me, what makes me sad is that it's 2020, which is a really shit year anyway, but it's 2020. and there are just not enough women that are coming past what we do.
Yeah.
There's not enough. So basically in my job, I'm a corporate partner and I help people start businesses, raise money for their businesses and sell their businesses. But there just need to be more women.
Yeah.
And I think that we could make a difference by just talking about some of these things and just making it easier to understand and to boost women's confidence. That's really it.
At the end of the day, what we'd like to do is just get more women in business, get more women talking about business. And then one of the things I'd like to do is really change how we do business in the sense of, okay, let's start understanding what it is that everyone's talking about. And once you understand it, let's strip away all the difficult things that exclude and confusing language that makes it difficult to break that barrier in.
Totally.
Okay, so I guess the other part of this is how are we actually going to run our episodes and what should you expect from the podcast?
Nice. Okay, so look, I'll be honest. Some of the topics are pretty dry because there's just no two ways around to say how sexy it is to lodge a form on ASIC. I try and convince myself of this daily. It's not sexy.
Well, speaking of which, our first episode was actually incorporating a company and we had to listen to it. I was like, God, this is really useful information, but it's dry. It's just dry.
Yeah, it's dry. It's dry stuff. But what we promise is that the format is going to make it as interesting as we can. So it's going to be a combination of one, there's the content. There's the dry content, which we'll try and wrap up in a little bow, but look, I can't promise anything past that. Then we will have guests who will come in and talk about things that I guess we don't know much about.
That's the thing. So for the most part, we are corporate lawyers. and so what it means is a lot of what we're going to be talking about is what Giselle already flagged, raising capital, incorporating a company, selling your company, that kind of ambit. But what we recognize is that is not all that it takes to run a business. You have got to think about things like employing people. Where does your intellectual property sit? What is data, intellectual property?
Terms and conditions.
Privacy.
Yeah.
A million things. So the idea is that we'll get some people to come in and chat about everything that is business related, because it's not just the corporate language, it's the finance language.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything. So
And I think the other thing, because we just girl crush Fridays, Thursdays, Wednesdays, whatever. We're just obsessed with female founders.
Yeah.
Chatting about them and chatting about...
And chatting to them. We have got some amazing female founder clients that we'll bring on so you guys can get a flavor of what is out there and who is out there.
Yeah.
Because...
And what it took to get to where they are.
Absolutely. As much as we are, you know, talking about this as if there are no women in business, there are plenty.
Totally.
And I think we really want to highlight that it is those kind of women that excite us. And we get, as you say, girl crushes on and really like we want to share that with everyone. And celebrate. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, let's get them on board as well.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's it for us for this first episode. Just kind of giving you guys a taste of who we are, what we're about, and what to look forward to. For more information, blog posts, photos, and just some fun stuff, visit us at subtitlesont.com.